Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte. Blue Crew.
The doctor was the Sorry, old habits. Here we go.
How does a podcast evolve after you've practically solved every puzzy and riddy? You really gotta expand upon your limited brand before your show gets really shitty. You turn to face reality and pray your personalities will carry this last-minute pivot through. So here comes the content that nobody wanted. Now it's time for Hey Riddle Riddles, Clue Crew.
Welcome, everyone. Right this way. Hurry, hurry, hurry. There's a big sale on fun. 50% off fun. There, what's your name?
Aaron JPC.
Okay, what's your name then?
Cohen Keefe.
Oh, are you one of the Cohen brothers?
Yes, I'm one of the Cohen brothers because my first name is Cohen.
What's your brother's name?
I'll take
name?
A few funds Keith? To go.
A few funds to go?
Can we take some fun to go?
Well, I have fun dip.
Do you have fondue?
I have fondue.
Because we have all this
have
hot potatoes.
I have bananas. I have fundamentals. I have
fungus.
Funkers, which are Snickers with that are fun.
You have Funkers?
Mm-hmm.
I have Funkers, Fokker. Can you milk me?
And I'm going home. Hey, you little dumbasses. How are my favorite dumbasses?
Holy shit. Why would you talk to the audience that way?
What
well,
are you,
not you,
what
not
are you talking about
audience.
My cousins?
I'm talking about JPC and Al. Hey, dumbasses, how are you?
We're good.
Pretty good.
But we're not dumb. We're smart. Like, good. Like smart and strong.
Yeah.
Smart asses.
I actually went to MOT, so don't talk down to me.
Ooh.
You went to MOTT, that's Mott's Community Apple College.
Yeah. I learned how to eat with a spoon.
Let's just get right into what we're doing today. I enjoyed our BuzzFeed quiz episode so much, and so I Googled it again, and I found some of my favorite names for quizzes.
You Googled BuzzFeed again?
I Googled BuzzFeed again.
Aaron. We got to take your pictures.
Oh, boy. Just got your text. Which piece of poop are you?
That's not related to this. Not related to
this. How many clams fit in your stomach?
That's not related to this. It's just me, like, asking how many clams fit in your stomach before I made you that clam dinner.
What's the worst fart you can queef?
I wish I would have gotten that text. I wish I would have gotten that text before I ate that clam dinner.
Yeah. Let's take this first quiz. It is, everyone is a combo of two Harry Potter characters. Which one are you?
So the quiz...
Everyone's a combo of two Harry Potter characters. Which one are you?
The quiz presupposes that everyone is a combo of two Harry Potter characters.
Yeah.
Which one are you?
Actually,
that's what it says.
I'm a little bit
that's
more
what
of
made
a,
me laugh.
I'm a Harry Potter of two combos, which are... pizzeria
mm-hmm.
and pretzel cheese.
I'm a Harry Potter two combos, which is a Dunkin' Donuts, Baskin Robbins.
All combos are combos of the flavor of combo that it is and diarrhea.
Unless you're playing Killer Instinct.
So this one is literally called Everyone is a Combo of Two Harry Potter Characters. Which one are you?
Okay, good. Okay.
And anyone have any guesses?
Do we say for each other or for ourselves?
Oh, for each other. That's fun. Okay.
The sub header of this is you are a total Hermione Voldemort? So that's what we're dealing with here.
Aaron, you 100% are a Slitherpuff.
Oh, wait, but in terms of two characters from it.
Oh, I thought I was making up like fun curse words for you. So we're going to guess the end result?
Yeah, let's guess
the
end result.
Not the first question?
Let's guess the end result before we get into
it. I bet you are a, what's the name of the hat?
The Sorting Hat.
You're two of the Sorting
Hat. I love it. Adel, I think you are a Sirius Black and someone else combo.
I think you're going to be Luna Lovegood and like Dumbledore.
Oh, that's so nice.
I think I was thinking Luna Lovegood and Cho Chang.
Okay.
Because you love Chang.
I'll take it. You got a little bit of Ron, too.
I got it. You're Luna Lovegood and Cho Chang because I think you are legitimately Cho Good.
JPC, you're a real Voldemort.
Yeah. You're like Draco and Hagrid.
Could you put
Draco Hagrid?
Dragrid. You're Dragrid.
Oh my god.
Now you're drag racing.
but honestly, Adel, I think I'm a Slytherpuff.
Yeah.
Let's go.
That's what I said, right?
I know. I wanted to celebrate you being right. What's your hybrid Hogwarts house?
I'm 100% a Hufflepuff.
You're a Hufflepuff?
Yep.
JBC,
what do you think you are?
I bet he's Slytherdor.
I have to be Slytherdor.
I think you're a Slytherdor.
Yeah.
I think I'm a Slytherpuff.
Slytherpuff.
So you think you're a Slytherpuff? Okay. So I'm putting my own in, right?
Yeah, mm-hmm. We're putting in our own.
Gotcha.
I want to see a scene. I'm going to be the Sorting Hat, and the two of you, as yourselves, are going to be sorted.
Okay. Yeah, can I throw a caveat under this? Oh, I'm not sure if you have the caveat already.
Yeah.
Okay. No, yes? No?
Yeah, you can.
So you're the Sorting Hat. It's the first day. You're sorting everyone, except you just had like a 14-hour bender the night before. So you're coming off of that.
Oh, yes. Right this way. What do we have here? What's your name? JPC. Three initials, I see.
Yes.
IJPC. Yes, a hard worker. Loves to budget, we know that for sure.
Why are you wet?
But also a little forward.
You're
sometimes.
Sopping wet.
better be a janitor. Clean it up.
Don't hand
I'm
it to
a
me.
Janitor, here you go.
Oh,
ooh, what
sticky.
Have we here? Yes, sticky. Boston, Boston Babe.
Smell like beer.
Boston 8 and a weed. Chicago 4. Yes, let's see here.
Smell like beer and weed.
Aaron Keefe, yes, very funny, very polite.
Looks like you called your ex a bunch last night.
A little shitty towards me. Better be my new girlfriend.
Oh, no!
Sweetie, sort me some dinner, huh? Sort me up some dinner, huh?
Let's see. Very brave, very
Sorting
wise.
Hat is the worst.
Large Domino's pizza. The Sorting Hat just.
That's my new favorite word game. It's to be the Sorting Hat, list a bunch of qualities, and then just scream anything.
Yeah, better be my new girlfriend. All right.
Let's see here. Better ingredients, better pizza, better be
Papa John's. Papa John's. let's see. What do we have here? Aaron Keith.
Can that be our new shirt? Is the Sorting Hat?
I'm dying.
Substitutions don't upset us. Have it your way. Better be Burger King.
I'm dying.
Let's see here. Melt in your head, out of your mouth. Better be M&M's. Classic.
Let's see here. The quicker picker upper, better be Swimmer.
Oh, my stomach hurts.
A good neighbor, St. Bob is here!
Better be Slytherin!
We've lost all semblance of an episode.
Oh, nobody. What is happening?
Okay.
Oh, my God, that might be the hardest I've ever laughed on this show.
Let's go to the second part of the quiz.
Okay, what would your favorite subject be? Charms, defense against
better
the dark
be.
Arts. Potions. Stop it. Why? I think better be might be the funniest part.
Better be.
Better be.
I know he only had that
Applebee.
Hat on. Eating good in the neighborhood.
Better be Applebee's.
I know he only had that hat on once, like in the first book, but I guess he did it in the Triwizard Cup too or something like that.
He pulls a sword out later.
But in my mind, every year he goes back to Hogwarts, he has to put the hat on again.
I feel like most of the books, maybe not all of them or most of them, but the Sorting Hat always has a song. Where it's like, nobody wants to hear your fucking original music.
No.
He's in a band. He's an acoustic guitar.
Yeah, it's like, just play your hits.
Hold on. Let me. Hold on. There's a hard chord. Hold on.
Better be strong. Better be good. Better be together.
In the second book, Harry has a conversation with the hat in his in Dumbledore's office.
Oh, that's right.
He's like, did you...
what's your deal?
Yeah, what's your deal? And he's like, did you put me in the right house? And he's like, yeah, I stand by what I said. I think you'd be a great Slytherin. And then Harry says, you're wrong.
JBC, you would probably wear the Sorting Hat backwards, right?
Oh, hell yeah.
Oh, my God. Someone draw it. Please,
dude,
someone draw it.
If I went to Hogwarts, I would definitely put that Sorting Hat on backwards. I'd be like, what's going on here? Hufflepuff, bitch. Now you're Hufflepuff.
What would your favorite subject be? Charms, defense against the dark arts,
Transfiguration
potions?
Would be mine.
and transfer. I think I would like charms. What about you, JPC?
I would probably pick herbology, buddy. Yeah,
I don't think
Dennis
you would.
Miller smoking pot. Cha-cha on cha-cha. The control.
Who are you in your friend group? The mom, the wise one, the rowdy one, the quiet one, the smart one, the loyal one.
Loyal one.
I think I'm the loyal one.
The ugly one.
Better be. The
what's
one.
Her face? I'm gonna pick the wise one.
Cool. What's your sign? Water, fire, earth, or air?
Better be earth. Yeah.
Shit. Wait. What is my sign?
I think you're a fire.
Because I'm a Sagittarius. Fire. Is that a fire sign?
Yeah. I'm just going by like airbender rules. I'm a earth for sure.
Do you think I'm a water?
I'm a total Tonks. I think you're a water or an air.
Yeah.
You could go either way. But JPC, you're definitely a fire. You're fucking chaos, man.
I have to be a
defense
fire.
Against the Dark Arts teacher was the worst.
Dark Arts.
Gilderoy. Quirrell.
Or Boston Josh. Dark Arts.
Lupin. Mad-Eye Moody. And the worst of them all. Umbridge.
Well, two of them were famously Voldemort. One was Voldemort and one was... Marty Crouch's son.
Yeah.
Marty Crouch.
I think I'm going to say Umbridge. Why is Lupin even included in
this? I think Umbridge for sure.
Sorry, guys. I had to back off because due to my zodiac being December 1988, I'm an Earth dragon. FYI.
Oh.
I knew that was. Okay, mm-hmm. So which Defense Against the Dark Arts teacher was the worst?
I think Umbridge for sure.
Umbridge.
It's got to be Quirrell. He was ineffectual, and he was actually Voldemort.
Yeah, but Umbridge was like, got away with, like, she was inside the system. Evil. Yeah, and she was just like a terrible, sick person.
Yeah, but you could learn something from her.
Jeez.
What could we learn?
She had something
favorite
to teach.
Book of all of them. My favorite was the fifth book. Not a popular opinion, but still my opinion.
I think I'm going to go Half-Blood Prince.
Mine was definitely...
I love Prisoner of Azkaban, but Half-Blood Prince I just felt like...
Mine was
a lot of nice
Prisoner stuff. Of Azkaban.
Favorite magical creature?
So there's a squirrel, a dog,
hippogriff,
a cat, a man,
a JPC,
a redhead.
Yeah, they had the guy from Gringotts.
Guys, I have to pick Dobby. I have to pick Dobby the house elf because Spaghetti, her ears look just like Dobby, and me and Mariah call her Dobby all the time.
That's so cute.
Yeah, Dobby's my favorite out of these options. Can we see a quick scene? JPC, you're going to be Dobby.
Uh-huh.
Aaron, you're going to be a redhead, and this is your first date. And it's at the, what's like the leaky cauldron or something?
Sure.
Gotcha. You're a redhead?
Mm-hmm. No, I'm not a Weasley.
You were blonde in your picture.
Oh, yeah. Sorry, I went back to my natural.
It's not a deal breaker for me. It's just I have, whew, boy.
Some people think red hair is beautiful.
Some people, yeah. I'm a house elf, so... what kind of stuff do you like?
Where'd my sock go?
Sorry, I had to jay off.
Scene. Before we ruin anyone else's childhood. Pick a
broom. That's why Dobby wants socks. It's a jay off.
I love jaying off.
I'm going to have socks with you. What'd you say? Socks.
This is pick a broom to fly, and one of these is a mop.
Fucking janitor JPC over here.
So there's a mop. There's like the nice ass broom.
There's the broom that Kathy and Jimmy rides on Hocus Pocus.
There's like the Thunderbolt 360 or whatever. I would fucking ride on the mop. You know my badass would do that shit.
Fucking nasty ass.
Fucking throwing it out of the mop.
Nasty ass will do that.
The nasty ass mop.
Pick a spell.
I did get janitor the sorting hat, so it makes sense.
Pick a spell, any spell.
Lumos.
Better be.
Wingardium Leviosa, Expelliarmus, and Avada Kedavra.
So let's go through them. Lumos is light. Expelliarmus is like to disarm. Avada Kedavra is to order
kill.
Avocados.
Yep.
Wingardium Leviosa.
Can we get an Avada Kedavra for the table?
Oh, you're killing me, man.
Can we do table side Avada Kedavra?
Can we split checks? You're killing me.
All right.
Actually, I love Avada Kedavra in all those movies where the singing happens.
And Avada Kedavra, baby.
Pitch
Perfect,
Avada
Kedavra, and Pitch Perfect.
Oh, one of my favorite characters is actually on here.
Wait, what did everybody pick for their spell?
I picked Lumos.
I'm going to do Wingardium Leviosa.
I picked Expelliarmus.
I think we'll have different answers. Finally, pick your favorite character. And the ones, the options
whatever character
here,
I pick is going to be one of the options of my half, right?
Hermione, Ron, Harry, Luna, Neville, Ginny, Molly Weasley, Bellatrix, and Voldemort.
I'm going to pick Molly Weasley.
That's my favorite of all these. Lupin's my favorite, but...
Here's my combo. You got Hermione and Ron. You're smart and funny at the same time. Above all, you're a super loyal friend. You probably contradict yourself sometimes, seeing as Ron and Hermione are pretty opposite. But that's okay. And it's a picture of them fucking.
Can I just say? Can I just say? It's bullshit how they just gave you the two people and they didn't give you a combo name for these two people.
So that would be Hieronymy. Hieronymus Bosch.
Hieronymus Bosch.
Who did you get?
I got... Hecko.
Who's part?
I got.
Who's part of Heckler and Hardem?
I either got Drarry or Hecko. Can you guys tell me who I got?
Draco and Harry.
Draco and Harry. You're determined, brave, and don't know how to keep your mouth shut. Sounds like someone we know. Me. sometimes you'll find yourself at odds with yourself. You're filled with a lot of inner turmoil. Yeah, if by inner turmoil you mean cum, and by cum you mean printer toner, then yeah, I am filled with a lot of that.
Yeah. Your dates always have to famously change your cum.
Right? Yeah. I always say I'm young, dumb, and full of printer toner for a Xerox 640.
That's your next canon. T-shirt. Yeah. I got Han.
Han?
Harry Ron.
Harry Ron.
Sounds like trouble. You're determined, brave, loyal, and a goofball. You probably got into trouble a lot at school, but not for anything too bad.
Aaron, is that true? Did you goofballs at school?
I got some goofballs at school.
Goofballs and goof
gags. My doctor fixed my goofy balls.
Gorsh! Gorsh!
Wait, let's
gorsh,
get
Gorsh! Covering! You have torsion!
Now I have Mickey balls.
Oh, okay! Hey, we're coming!
Your balls are daffy.
I can't talk about my balls.
I know.
They're mini.
Okay, skip the next quiz. We'll come back to it because I want to get to the third quiz down.
Third, okay.
Which is
third quiz down.
It's under virginity.
What?
Because the quiz is where will you lose your virginity, get married, and have your first child? I laughed for 7 minutes at this headline today.
Well, Eric, can you read the subheader of this quiz?
That escalated quickly.
This is from a community contributor who has 30,000 points. I don't know what points are, but you shouldn't have that many of them.
Let's do this. What's your zodiac sign, Scorpio?
I'm a Gemini.
I'm a Sagittarius.
Because sometimes I'm a bit Hermione, sometimes I'm a bit Ron.
Pick a trait your ideal significant other will have.
This says SO. Oh. So I do have a sergeant officer.
Yeah, senior officer.
He does tell me what to do.
Yeah.
Polite, intelligent, charismatic, sociable, funny, and thoughtful. And while we think about this, I want to see a scene.
I just want him to keep me alive at war.
You're both in the army. JPC,
now.
You're Adel Superior.
And
you
I'm
two
Pauly
are
Shore.
Like sort of falling in love, and you're both a little bit worried about
it. I'm Adel Superior?
Yeah, but you're both falling in love, so it's a little bit tricky.
Sir, reporting for duty, sir.
If you are truly reporting for duty...
I'm not going to eat that ass.
I wasn't going to say that.
It's written all over your
I
face.
I wasn't going to say that.
In marker. It's written on your face in marker.
Oh, I'm so sorry. I went out with the Sergeant Boys last night, and we got into our old tricks. You'll have to forgive me for being a little more low-key today, soldier.
Okay. What would you like me to do, sir?
I clean
the barracks, dismantle my gun.
Why don't you take the
run
day off?
Run 2 miles? What?
Why don't you take the day off? Oh. You've been working really hard.
Oh.
I see you out there with the guys. You're working hard.
Thank you, sir.
Take the day off. Take a shower.
I could use some target practice.
Okay, I'd love to go to Target with you.
I just, when I get there, I get overwhelmed.
Yeah.
And I usually buy like 10 things I don't need.
I always walk to the checkout with like 6 boxes of wine.
And I
like,
do that too.
You know, this is 4 bottles a box.
They say never shop for food when you're hungry.
Horny.
And never shop, what was that?
What's that?
And never shop for wine when you're sober.
Sober, yes. Oh boy. So yeah, I'd love to go to Target with you. Maybe we can hit up a Jimmy John's.
They're freakishly fast.
You know what else is freaking shit?
Your cat?
Yeah, my cat, my little kitty cat.
Which what's his name again?
Pussy, pussy, pussy.
Well, I gotta go report you.
Better be, have sex! See.
Better be.
Pick a trait your ideal significant other will have. Polite, intelligent, charismatic, sociable, funny, thoughtful. I think I'm gonna go for thoughtful, because that's on my mind right now.
I'm gonna go for funny.
What if I went for polite? You will be polite in front of my friends. I also went for thoughtful.
Mm. Mm-hmm.
What do people like most about you?
Your wealth, your personality, your skills in bed, your cooking, your fashion sense, and your looks.
This is hard because people like my wealth in bed.
Mm, people like my fashion sense in bed.
I will say that Mariah ostensibly does not like my skills in bed, and by that I mean I fold a fitted sheet in a very specific way.
I'm going to say cooking because I'm cooking a lot lately.
Mm. Wait, what is this? This is what do people like most about me? Ugh, this sucks because I know that people like me for my looks, but I want them to like me for my personality. Mm-hmm. I'm going to say my personality.
I'm going to go personality. It's so funny that skills in bed, like who's... People are going to like that about you? Like, everyone?
There's only a few people who should like that about me.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, but not everyone. People don't like most about me that I, like, fuck good in bed.
That's the thing I like most about you. And I've never had sex with anyone.
I'm an old-timey man.
And I'm an old-timey prospector.
Better be looking for gold.
Pick a rom-com. When Harry Met Sally, Bridget Jones...
I'll have the cum sandwich.
Yeah, your favorite. Mm-hmm. Bridget Jones's Diary. Do the catchphrase from that.
England.
Sleepless in Seattle.
Wake up, bitch!
10 Things I Hate About You.
Let me come back to that one.
Notting Hill.
Nodding Off.
The Proposal.
Naked Wet.
How do you think you did it?
Okay. Oof.
I'm going to pick Notting Hill.
I'm going to go with When Harry Met Sally.
I could quote every line of 10 Things I Hate About You.
Quote
line for line. As
pick
it comes.
A fictional couple. Comptle. Harry Potter and Ginny Weasley, Jack Dawson and Rose DeWitt. Book it.
Ooh, I'm going Chandler Bing Jack and Monica Rose. Geller. Boom.
Homer and Marge.
Chandler Bong.
Noah and Allie from The Notebook and Edward Cullen and Bella Swan.
Is this just pick a fictional couple?
Yeah, I'm going to pick Harry and Ginny, I guess.
I pick Homer and Marge.
Gotta be honest.
Homie!
I hate these results.
Oh, I know mine. All right, go ahead, Adel. You first, please.
You'll lose your virginity at home. You'll marry in Florida. And you'll have your first child while at the mall.
While at the mall?
This quiz thinks I'm white trash.
Yeah, absolutely.
This
it thinks
quiz
you're classic Florida trash.
JBC.
I'm going to lose my virginity in school, marry in Hawaii, destination wedding, and have your first child in a taxi cab. I would never step foot in a cab. I would have a kid in a Lyft. Or Uber
have
XL.
Your first kid while watching Taxi Cab, the Tracy Morgan, Jimmy Fallon rom-com.
That's a good vehicle.
You'll lose your virginity at a park, marry in Bora Bora, and have your
My
first
wife.
Child at school.
I love Bora. Yikimish, I'm Bora.
And you have your first child at school?
Mm-hmm.
This quiz sucked.
Yeah, honestly, that was a great quiz.
Can we dox the person that wrote this quiz?
Yep, I take 1,000 points away from Gryffindor.
So here's the thing. On BuzzFeed, there are like comments to these that people will comment on. But what they do is they just share their results. But I don't know any of these people.
Are you sure? Scroll down.
Why the fuck would anyone care about a stranger's
we
results?
We see KJ has taken every single quiz. Comments first.
It's just... KJ in the booth is the screen name.
Turn around. Yeah. The screen name's turn around.
This is just people posting the results. It's like, who fucking cares? And not a single person has commented.
Yeah, who
this
cares about the results?
Sucks.
Like, what is it going to be, like an hour-long podcast?
My favorite comment on this is from Devin Kanzler from a year ago, who writes, virginity is not real. And then someone else commented.
That guy's in jail for
someone
sure.
Someone else commented. I think she means that there's no such thing as virginity in the medical sense. And it's just a concept, and it could mean different things to everyone. Yeah, I feel like you need to elaborate on this interesting comment. And then Ray Hidden 14 writes, what?
I want to see a scene. Mm-hmm. Aaron,
excellent.
You're a substitute teacher.
Love it.
In sex ed, JPC and I are students, and you're trying to teach us about virginity, but you don't believe in it.
Hello, my name is Miss Butts.
Fart!
Pardon?
His name is Fart.
My name is Fart.
I'm here to teach you sexual...
I was trying to call off with our son.
Okay, sorry.
He's,
Fart, are you here?
He's Schnarf's son from the Thundercats.
Schnarf! My
yeah.
dad is Schnarf!
His dad's Schnarf.
JBC, are you here?
No, he died.
I think JBC died.
Okay, good.
He was getting blown on a motorcycle and it...
But he had his kid
fell
at school.
Off a Wendy's.
I heard he sneezed too hard. Anyways, I'm here to teach you sexual education.
Okay.
Okay. And we're going to talk about virginity. Virginity.
Okay.
Tifa,
do you
Virginia.
Notice that I'm using air quotes each time I say virginity?
You're yes. actually using air buds. You're holding up the two dogs at school to play basketball.
Oh, well, okay.
Stop using air buds.
Okay, fine. But virginity isn't real. And I'll tell you why.
Did you say virginity?
Virginity.
Okay.
A hymen can break any time. Repeat after me. A hymen.
A hymen.
A hymen.
Can break.
Can break.
Any
time.
Time.
Even.
Summertime.
No. Oh, don't finish sorry. It. Even.
The morning.
Nope. I'm going to finish
hymen's
this sentence.
Hymen's in the morning. Hymen's in the evening. Hymen's at summertime.
When a hymen's
when
on
someone
a pizza.
Has a hymen, you can break hymens anytime.
I was going to say, even when you're on a go-kart.
A go-kart?
Or a bumper cart.
What about a Mario Kart?
Yes.
What about...
Oh, Aaron did not want to do that scene.
Okay. So I will let you, from the list of quizzes I sent you, someone can pick what we do next based on...
You, the listener?
Ooh, yes, we got to do horror movie.
We do toys.
What's horror
prom,
movie?
Prom, TV show, horror movie. Avenger
wait, we're
Dead.
Picking?
Yeah, or, you pick.
Okay, I want to do horror movie.
Okay, that's your pick.
So this is another BuzzFeed community post.
Which horror movie cliche are you based on? On the horror movie characters you pick. Oh, boy.
Which horror movie cliche
never
are
mind.
You based on the horror
void,
movie characters
void,
you
reverse,
no, we have to do
reverse.
It. We have to do it.
Too late.
The subheader
oh,
on this one
no.
is, are you the person who has the dead cell phone or the one who literally trips over nothing? Shrug.
I'm both of those people in this friend group.
I'm literally screaming.
But they list characters as if you're supposed to know who all of them are. So they say, pick an it character.
I know, we just got to go by our gut.
Oh.
I'm going to pick...
I'm a total Richie Tozier.
I'm a Ben Hanscom.
Let's get through this as quick as possible. Pick a When a Stranger Calls character. Am I Bobby Scarlett, Ben Johnson, Tiffany, the Stranger, Jill Johnson? I'm the Stranger. This sucks. Oh, my
Why?
God, this sucks. Because it's all... It's not even like... It's asking you to pick literal characters that are going to culminate in what type of character they are in their movies.
I know, I
How do you
compare...
not understand what a fucking quiz is? This is BuzzFeed, baby.
Pick a Shining character.
But if I just pick all the characters who are like the ones who died, then I'm going to get the one who died.
You just got to go by gut. So you haven't seen some of these movies.
I've seen all these movies.
Don't they all die?
Pick a okay. Get Out character. I don't know. Rod Williams.
Pick a Shining character.
I don't know. Fucking Richard Halloran.
Pick a Train to Busan.
I don't know. I'm fucking Yongguk. I'm a total Yongguk.
Pick a The Others character. Oh, I love The Others.
I'm a fucking Lydia. Pick a Friday the 13th character. I'm a Lawrence. Pick a Scream character. Total Billy Loomis over here. Oh, Skeet Skeet Ulrich.
I don't know.
Gale Weathers.
I don't know horror movies well enough.
Me
pick a
neither.
Halloween character. I'm a Bobby Sims. Pick an Alien Covenant character. Yeah, thanks for going for Covenant. I'm a Walter. Great. I'm the one who suggested the group split up.
Would that be you and our, if we, the three of us, were in a horrible horror situation, are you the one who tells us to split up?
Well, I told my mom and dad to do that. So. I called a meeting and I said, I want to see a scene. The mm-hmm. three of us are trapped in the woods mm-hmm. and we're each going to, let's hear what each of your answers were.
Oh, I am. You got the one who turns your back on the killer because you think the killer's dead when he's most definitely not.
Okay, Jeeps.
I'm nowhere near done with this quiz. I was taking it and actually thinking about
so
my
So you're
answer.
The careful one. So you're the careful, thoughtful one. I'm the one who wants the group to split up. Aaron, you're the one who turns the back on the killer, even though it's not dead. And we're all in the woods right now. I can't believe we just sang all of Dear Evan Hansen.
Oh, my God. It's so fast. That's crazy. Should we go again?
Maybe. I just need to catch my breath.
Oh, God, we have to try
we
to
We should
make,
have been running.
Yeah, we should have been running. We're going to get
killed. No. Look, we can still...
waving through a window.
All we see is sky for forever. We let the world pass by for forever.
No,
darling,
we got to stop singing for a second.
Go on.
We should have been running. We should have been running.
And 20 orders of fries.
This way. He's come to get me. He's come to get me.
No. He's not coming to get you. Okay. He's coming to get us.
He's coming
so
to us.
I think we should split up.
Okay.
Okay, okay, why?
So we all know I'm the fastest.
Yes.
We know that JPC can climb the most trees.
Mm-hmm.
And we know that you are
what?
Aaron. So.
Okay, okay.
So Look. We split up. The killer will get who the killer gets, and the rest of us can get
all
harm.
Right, I'm going to turn this way. I'm turning around.
It's inaudible. You completely turned around from the microphone.
Oh, okay.
Stay on mic, Aaron. Whatever you do, stay on mic.
We stay on mic, we stay alive. We stay on mic, we stay alive.
We stay on mic,
we stay alive.
Staying alive. Staying alive.
Here's what I'm doing. I'm going to turn back. Okay. I'm going
to. Oh, yeah. The chicken I gave you was bad.
Yeah. It was Nashville hot chicken.
Bad chicken.
Yeah.
I'm going to go back on the killer because I think that.
Are you crying about Dear Evan Hansen? You remember how sad it is?
I saw Ben Platt do it. It's so good.
I think the killer's dead. I'm going to go back on the...
Oh, he got stabbed in the balls.
Oh, I got stabbed in the balls.
See?
But I'm doing just fine coming out of my mouth because you want to know. The killers.
How apropos.
JPC.
Yes,
the killers. Quiz.
Pick a quiz.
Pick a quiz and Emoto.
We got toys, prom, TV, Harry Potter, Hated, and Avenger Dad.
I'm going Avenger Dad.
Fun. I was excited for this one.
So this one is, we know which Avenger should be your dad.
Aww.
Hi, Hungry. I'm Iron Dad.
That sucks.
This is from another community contributor.
How often do you swear?
This shouldn't be a cute community. How often do you swear?
I never swear. I let one slip here and there. I only swear when I'm angry a couple times a day, regularly. When do I not swear?
I would say regularly.
I would say regularly.
Same.
I would fucking say regularly.
What time do you wake up in the morning?
Before 6 a.m., 6 a.m., 6:30 a.m., 7 a.m., 7:30 a.m., 8 a.m., 8 a.m., 8:30 a.m., 9 a.m., after 9 a.m. I wake up at like noon.
I wake up at 6 a.m.
Which social media platform are you most active on?
Snapchat, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, Tumblr, Reddit. I gotta go Instagram. Twitter.
Twitterb.
How often do you binge watch TV? Only during the summer. Rarely. I never binge watch. Here and there.
I would say pretty often.
I would say I never binge watch.
Yeah, I don't have the time.
Never binge watch?
I never binge watch.
Have you ever binge watched?
That's when you just watch like every episode of a show, right?
But either in one day or pretty...
So I used to binge watch when I was in college and I worked at the self-storage place because you were just in an office alone all day. And so I would like go through an entire season of Burn Notice in like 3 days. Mm-hmm. But
you
since...
You burned through it?
What?
You noticed that you burned through it?
Yeah, did you notice how quickly...
You
what is going on? No. What are you talking about?
Characters welcome. Suits. Bosh.
My name's Michael Weston. I used to be a spy.
How is Burn Notice?
Bad. And it's very good. So the central premise of Burn Notice is that this guy is he used to be a spy, but he got burned, so he's not a spy anymore, but now he just lives in Miami with Bruce Campbell and his Irish girlfriend. Everyone in Burn Notice has the worst accent possible. And this guy has no range as an actor, and he's a spy, so they make him do a bunch of things where he plays a spy, so he has to use accents all the time, and boy, oh boy, can he not do accents. Wow. I think like on his resume, he said accents, they did the audition, like he's got the look.
Can
and they
the
were
character
like,
not do it, or the actor?
Huh. What to do with that? I really think it's the actor. I think the actor does not have a ton of range.
I want
to
see a scene.
Mm-hmm.
JPC, you're auditioning for a new TV show that requires you to be international. Aaron and I are the casting agents.
Got it.
We're going to ask you to do quite a few
perfect
lines in different voices.
Welcome in.
Thank you so much. I'm really, really...
Welcome in. Of course, I'm from Transatlantic, USA.
Oh, okay.
And yes, I'm also have a voice, and I'm more British, but also Transatlantic. Thank you so much for coming in.
Great. I'm really thrilled with the opportunity.
We're just kidding. We talk like this. Well, she talks like she talks, but I was making fun of her earlier.
good. This is a great environment.
Oh, boy, yes. Thank you so much.
I love coming into this environment. This is something
I can
work with.
We're going to throw some voices, accents,
so we're gonna throw
impressions
some,
at you.
I'm sorry?
We're going to throw some voices and accents at you.
Impressions.
You're going to give me the impression?
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
And I just kind of pair it
Here we go.
Back.
Ready?
Got it?
First.
As quick as you can.
Mm-hmm.
First.
First?
First impression.
First impression.
You've already made it, my friend.
Oh, okay.
Don't bother.
Amazing.
You've already made it.
I've already made a great first impression. Thank
Scottish
you.
Accent, please. Scottish.
Does anyone mind if I have this haggis?
Great, and now I want
you
to do
so much.
Ska-ish, so it's like you're in a ska band.
Do you want to go for steaks?
Now, could you do a Cockney accent, please?
I'm a penis on a knee. Somebody fuck this knee.
Now, please do Alan Alda, and I just want to hear the difference.
It's me, Alan Alda. Somebody fuck me on this knee.
And just your classic southern accent, please.
You're not from around here, are you?
Now someone who's from the south but is now in the north.
Hey, everybody.
See? Next question.
I thought you were going to say, I'm not from around here.
How many empty shampoo bottles are there in your bathroom? None. I'm not an animal. Maybe one or two.
Shampoo empty shampoo bottles
in your bathroom.
Shampoo is better.
No conditioner. Stop looking at me, Swan.
Better be
none.
Pantene.
I'd say none. I don't have any empty
I'm
shampoo bottles. 100%
none. I throw
it's
shit out.
Venus? It's your fire?
Why would you keep your empty shampoo
you
bottles?
You throw shit out?
Yeah, toilets.
How often do you lie? Never.
I'm going to go with never.
Only when it's necessary. I lie here and there.
Better be never.
I'm pretty much a pathological liar.
Well, this is a fun next question. Do you like puns?
Hold on. We got to answer this one. I feel like I only lie when it's necessary.
Where did you put Aaron?
I lie here and there.
I put I'm pretty much a pathological liar. What did you say to me the other night at the show? You're like, I've never asked you a question expecting to get a straight answer.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But I still keep asking.
But you still keep asking.
Do you like puns? That's the next question for real. Ew, no.
I don't hate them, but I don't love them.
Eh.
They're cute.
My friends say I'm punny.
Yas.
I'm a total yas. I'm beyond yas, but we'll stop there.
I would say
I
yas.
I have a dad.
I have a dad.
Oh, I got a dad.
Who's your dad?
My dad
is
Dr.
He rich
Dad.
Like me? Dr. Bruce Banner?
Dr. Strange Dad.
Mm.
And we how have I, the same dad.
And how I learned to stop worrying about the atomic bombs.
Peter Sellers?
Peter Sellers.
I got, do you, anybody want to guess my dad? My dad.
Iron
the
Man.
The Hulk.
It's Iron Man.
Oh, I guessed it. Oh, I looked at no one.
I'm rich, bitch. I'm Dave Chappelle.
We're siblings.
Yeah, I guess Dr. Strange would be my dad. That's not so bad. None of these people would be good fathers.
No. Mm.
No.
Captain, no.
No. He would not. None of them would. They live such risky lives and they're always away. If you had to pick a dad from any of the Marvel...
Paul Rudd.
Ant-Man.
I said Paul Rudd. Yeah. You said Ant-Man.
I'd rather have Ant-Man.
I'd rather have Paul Rudd. If I'm being honest.
Yeah, if I could pick a dad, I guess I would have to be Martin McShort.
Martin McShort?
I'd probably pick you.
You'd pick JPC?
I'd pick JPC to be my dad.
I would be Aww. A good dad. I can't wait to try a little kid out.
And I just what? Can't wait to try a kid out. Can you create and cast a successful TV show?
No. Let's make some TV magic.
What genre is your show? Comedy, gotta action, sci-fi, comedy. Drama, teen show, dramedy. I'm going to do teen show.
Here's what I say. I want to say comedy, but in all honesty, the TV shows I watch are mostly dramas.
Do a drama then, bud.
Well, Adel, so then you can pick drama as the category. I'm going to pick sci-fi because
I... But is that
I,
funny?
I, no, it's actually not.
We're not. We don't. You can turn it off.
What do we say Band of Brothers is funny?
Do dramedy.
Chernobyl is funny.
Should I rewatch Band of Brothers? I've been thinking about it.
It's great. David Schwimmer's in it.
I just had this conversation earlier today. I never, never rewatch things. Like, I have... There's nothing in me that wants to, like... Oh, yeah, let's watch this movie that I've already seen, or let's watch this TV show. A TV show especially, because I feel like that's such a time commitment.
I have rewatched a few things, and Gemma recently started watching Mad Men for the first time. And
Mad Men,
I was like, I'll be in another room.
Mad Men.
Better be Draper. But I was like, I'll be in the other room. I don't want to watch this. And then I would hear it, and I'm like, oh, I love this part. So now I'm like rewatching it with her.
Watching
it's
Mad Men.
It's so good.
I did like Mad Men. But I don't think I would rewatch it.
Sopranos, I want to rewatch.
That's
is
interesting.
Is there any show you want to rewatch?
So I think the only context that I would rewatch something is if someone, like a friend or a significant other, hadn't seen it yet and mm-hmm. they were going to watch it, like you and Gemma with Mad Men. then I would like maybe sit down and rewatch something. The things that I have rewatched in my life, I've watched the Firefly 1,000 times. Mm-hmm. I've watched The Wire at least twice.
I've seen that twice,
if not more.
I've never seen Firefly. Is it worth it?
Oh yeah, I mean it's only 12 episodes and or 10 episodes and then it's over. Yeah, and I really liked Firefly. And then I know for a fact, but this is more just from being a kid. I've watched episodes of The Simpsons, like whole seasons of The Simpsons,
sure.
Like
sure.
Dozens of times.
Yeah, yeah. Aaron,
but
anything you?
Nothing else in my adult life have I rewatched.
I love rewatching things.
Really,
like, it's very comforting to me, like the rhythm of show.
Listen to the rhythm of the show.
Listen to the morning light. I love rewatching movies. And
what's a favorite rewatch for you? What's like a you could just rewatch, put it on
Gravity Falls.
TV shows or movies?
TV show.
Parks and Recreation is very comforting.
I feel like Parks and Recreation and The Office for our generation.
People just put
people
it on
re-watch
and fall asleep or something. Yeah.
Yeah.
Ad nauseum.
Mm-hmm. Definitely those. Also, like Pushing Daisies and like just things that I like. A lot of stuff that I watched when I was like a teen mm-hmm. is very
Burn Notice.
It's very good and comforting for my brain.
If the three of us had
DOC.
If the three of us had a TV show, what would it be? Do you think it would be like a game show? Would it be the three of us as roommates?
It's just the three of us. It's mm-hmm. Are we like starring or creating it? Like, are we
either?
Okay.
I mean, we're 100% creating it, which means we can star in it if we want.
Yeah. Right. Mm.
Do we think it's a game show? Do we think it's a comedy, like a sitcom? Do we think it's like...
I think we'd be good at a lot of different things. I think we'd... I don't know. It depends on the genre. I think we'd write a really good cartoon, the three of us.
Oh,
like
yeah.
A fun cartoon.
That's like my dream is to make an animated, like an Adult Swim type yeah. show.
If I had to take the personality dynamics at play, pull them out of this podcast and put them into a show, it would be a show that Adele and I host... and it would be called Shitting on a Lady. and we would be
Shitting on a Lady.
We'd be following Erin Keefe through her regular life, but with
just waiting for her to fuck
but
up.
With microphones, waiting for her to make a mistake.
So it's
and
almost like Peep Show, but it's
like,
just two actual men
pop out of a van and be like, she said Applebee's wrong.
Where do I sign?
Oh my God, please.
What do you rewatch?
I feel like mostly I rewatch animated stuff, so like Adventure Time or like, so I feel like I've never seen The Office all the way through. I've never seen Parks and Rec all the way through, so I don't want to rewatch it because there's stuff I haven't seen.
Mm.
But I feel like mostly animated stuff I've seen a bunch, I'll rewatch, like Simpsons.
Yeah.
Or maybe I'm a bat.
I rewatched the first couple seasons of Arrested Development, like someone was paying
me to. I've seen those several
someone
times.
Someone was paying you to?
Venture Brothers.
Yeah, 30 Rock I rewatched so much of.
So the only way I'd ever be able to rewatch something is if I was binge watching it. I don't think I have the mm-hmm. patience to be like, I'll watch an episode of The Office once a week for the rest of my life. I couldn't do that. Like it just wouldn't click with me.
Here's my pitch for
a
show.
Oh, I've rewatched Click 1,000 times.
Mm. The movie Click?
Oh, I love the movie Click. I love the first 30 minutes.
My pitch for us for a TV show is the three of us, it's an animated TV show. Mm-hmm. The three of us are in purgatory. And every day we have to pitch scenes.
Oh, God.
So it's basically like this show. We have to pitch scenes and do them. And then over the course of years, they'll decide whether we go to heaven or hell.
I like how your idea for a show, it's like we could do anything. We could do anything in the world. Why don't we do a show that's our nightmare?
I would want to do an improvised mystery show like Hey Riddle City where we improvise a mystery that with like some limitations to it. And then someone animates it.
An improvised animated mystery?
Yeah.
I would love it if the animators were also improvising.
Why am I a loaf of bread?
how many seasons does your show have? Just the one, two or three, four or five, six or seven.
I'm going to say two or three.
Me too.
How many seasons?
The Brits get it right.
Yeah, two or three.
Pick a male protagonist.
Fleabag.
Sterling K. Brown, Adam Scott, Ty Burrell, Grant Gustin, who I don't know.
Who's
Alfred
Grant Gustin?
Enoch. The handsome guy from Harry Potter and How to Get Away with Murder, and Ed O'Neill.
I mean, I gotta go Adam Scott because I don't know most of these people.
I'd go Sterling K. Brown. I like him.
He's great. Pick a female.
He's
protagonist.
Great in Supernatural.
Allison Hannigan, Mila Kunis, Nina Dobrev.
I don't know
Vampire
most of
One,
these
Zendaya, Sarah Hyland, Viola Davis.
I'm gonna pick Zendaya because I watched Euphoria.
I did not watch Euphoria, but she's the girl from Spider-Man.
Where does your show take place? Los Angeles, NYC, a suburban town, Hawaii, Paris, Hong Kong. Paris?
My show takes place in a suburban Hawaii.
Pick an antagonist.
My show also takes place in Hawaii, so right now what I have is Sterling K. Brown and Zendaya solving crimes in Hawaii.
Oh, here we go. Antagonist is Michael Keaton, Zac Efron, Madeline Pesht, Carla Zuza, Samuel L. Jackson. I'm excited because Michael Keaton is maybe my favorite actor.
Picking Michael Keaton.
Your show got popular after it ended. Your show didn't get a lot of love during its run, but after it ended, people started really loving it. Good job. What the fuck?
Your show won a lot of prizes. Your show didn't have a ton of viewers, but critics loved it, and you won big at the Emmys. Well done.
Your show got a lot of viewers and won a lot of awards. Be proud, because you've just created the new Friends. So I created the new Friends.
God damn it.
It's a show with Sterling K. Brown and Zendaya in Hawaii. It's a sci-fi, and the protagonist is Madeline Pesch, and it's the new Friends, and it went 2 seasons. What a success.
TBC, you got to sell this. You're sitting on a gold mine.
Oh, that's amazing. God. All right, I want to see, these are two kind of short scenes. One's going to be JPC and one's going to be Adele on their own. So JPC, this is you accepting your Emmy for best show. And I just want to see who you thank. And if we come up, then we come up.
Got it. Wow. I never thought I'd be here. I never thought I'd be in front of everyone here. Accepting this Emmy for best show. You know, when I came up with the idea for Fart Twins, I was in a hot tub in Cancun, Mexico, blacked out on peach Mai Tais, getting serviced by a repairman who was helping pull my penis out of the jacuzzi. And I thought, no, hold on. Do not play the music yet. I thank God. I thank Jesus Christ. He's my personal Lord and Savior.
Somebody
he is the Fart Twins.
Once told me
God and Jesus is the Fart Twins.
Gonna roll
and
me.
No, you'll have your turn. You'll have your turn, Guy Fieri. Oh, I'm sorry. You're not Guy Fieri?
No, I am.
Donkey's ass.
All right, now, Adel, I'd love to see your speech. Thank you so much.
Hey, everybody. I didn't win this award, but I grabbed the mic and doing a total Kanye. But I just want to say, in a few years, everyone's going to look back and love this show. So if you want to watch Hibiscus Nation, I'm sure someone will pick it up. So please, please look for that and please push for that. And I just want to say a few thank yous. Thank you, India. Thank you, Terror. Thank you, Disillusionment. Thank you, Frailty. Thank you, Consequence. Thank you. Thank you, Silence. That's my time.
Thank you.
Aaron, I want to see your speech. You have a stormtrooper JPC helmet off. Take off your stormtrooper helmet.
Okay, I got JPC on. Thanks, JPC.
Oh, you have
and
a you have a regular helmet on.
I think the problem is it's the mouse on top of her head that's giving the speech.
Oh, it's like a Ratatouille situation.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you.
Well, those were the art quizzes. Our little bizzies and quizzies and riddies and skizzies.
I guess we're a couple squiz
quiz. I am the Lorax and I speak for the microphone. Do I speak? I am the Lorax.
Do you speak through the microphone?
GBC, will you give a speech instead of the Lorax, since that's Aaron's character now? Will you do the Clorox?
Wait, what the fuck?
The Clorox.
I am the Clorox. I speak for the bleach. The boozles and hoozles and squeedles and screech. If you clean my floor, then I'll give you a nickel. Mm-hmm. I am the Lorax. Don't put bleach in your pickles.
I want to see a scene.
Oh, no.
Adel, you're the Lorax hat from Harry Potter. And JBC, you are the Lorax, and you are on a date.
What should I get here? I'm hungry, but for something savory, not too salty, better be monkey bread.
Well, I am the Lorax. I speak for the bread. Well, it might taste good. It's bad for your head.
Okay.
It makes you all doughy and clotted and weak. what you would like better is a nice fat steak.
Yes, okay.
So do you guys want water
Enjoyed the rhymes and physically attracted to you. Better be still water.
And I am the Lorax. I'd like to have sparkling. But careful on your way to the kitchen. It's darkling. You might want to better yourself by turning on the lights. That is the way for success.
Good with words.
We are gathered here today in the union of the half from Harry Potter.
We wrote our own vows.
Better be. I do.
I am the Lorax. And I do too.
Kiss something?
We don't have mouths.
The Lorax has a mouth.
We both do.
The Lorax has a mouth.
Oh, you're going to tell the Lorax what the Lorax has?
Oh, this is classic. Was shit on a woman. What was it called? Once, twice, shit on a woman.
I don't know. I don't know what it was called, but I hope I didn't name it shit on a woman.
Anything else to add, fellas?
I loved Al Pacino and shit on a woman.
Hooah!
Hooah! She had a big ass.
Lame though.
Oh no.
Anything to add, fellas?
7 plus 13?
Yeah.
20?
Okay.
I would like to add, go on YouTube and look up the scene where Al Pacino, and I think it's Sin of a Woman, says, the line is, I think, she's got a great ass, is what he's supposed to yell, but for some reason he starts to say the word big instead of great. So it's like, she's got a great ass!
Also watch him in Heat, where he clearly just improvises several lines.
Oh, yeah. He's Al Pacino is having a field
day.
They're
like,
in those
just do
movies.
Whatever you want. Yeah. He's like, great.
Just a great actor. I want to spend the rest of my plugs plugging Al Pacino for all he's worth.
You can follow me at Al Pacino. Thanks for doing this, guys.
You're Gal Pacino, right?
Yeah.
I'm
Gal Pacino. I'll work on it.
If Gal Gadot, married Al Pacino, Aaron, her name would be?
Neptune.
No,
Gal Pacino.
Gal Pacino.
That was Clue Crew, so now here's a who's who. The relatable host was Aaron Keefe. If you rolled your eyes, it's because of Adel Rafi or that other young guy, fucking JPC. KJ Snyder edited what everybody said, and M. Mumley Cardamus did the logo. Arnie Parrott sang and wrote every single friggin' note of 1, 2, 3, 4, hate riddle, riddles, Clue Crew.